1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Dean Wheeler joins us this hour on the Phil Hendry Show, and I know that you're in the middle of a couples retreat. By the way, it was a couples retreat. Is this for married couples, counseling, and so forth, Dean?
It is, Phil. It's a very exciting time for couples, married people who are at risk, might be having a difficult time, or couples that want to enhance their relationship, and we do some counseling, and we talk with people, and we have a four-step seminar that we do with both the men and the women. We have retreat time for both the men and the women, and we're having a wonderful time right now.
I do want to talk to you. You were a part of a political action group. It was the Alternative Healing. Is that right?
Northern California Alternative Healthcare Symposium. We were part of a larger political action group that was supporting John Kerry for president, and this is not a good time for us. Obviously, Phil, the inauguration of Bush we see as a betrayal, frankly, by the American people.
Why do you call it the betrayal?
Well, all indications were that John Kerry was much stronger than we eventually found out. We think a lot of people flip-flopped. We think the American people did not keep faith with the with those of us who were hoping for a John Kerry victory at the last moment. I think it can be said that they betrayed us, and that's why we're looking forward to a legislative act that we would want to sponsor through Barbara Boxer. We're hoping that Ms. Boxer, my understanding is she's going to support it to relieve those of us who did support John Kerry and were against the war in Iraq of having to pay income tax for the year 2004.
That's a big legislative act that Barbara Boxer is supporting.
We understand that we have her support.
That you would not pay any income tax?
People who supported John Kerry are Democrats, registered Democrats, yes.
How do you find out who supported coup? Because there's a lot of party people crossing lines.
Well, the voter rolls are very clear, and that's not a problem at all. We can you don't know who people voted for, but you do know whether they're registered Democrat or Republican, and it's pretty clear that if you voted Republican, you voted for Bush, and so you would be excluded from this act. This is only an act.
How are you going to? I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to get to what you're saying here because I find it. I would think that it were not possible. Did you not bring up the name Boxer, and you say you've got some legislative support? But why?
Phil, the answer to that question is very simple. Those of us who really wanted to take care of our country over the next 4 years and not hand it over to a man like George Bush who's been reckless with it, those of us who supported Senator Kerry have been badly betrayed, I think, by the rest of the American people. We have been traumatized by this ongoing assault of the Iraqi people. We are suffering from a great deal of depression and a great deal of anxiety and in some cases physical ailment because we're looking at another 4 years of this man who has made an unmitigated disaster of our foreign policy and is on his way to doing the same thing with our domestic policy. We don't want to pay taxes because all that does is support these red state people who stabbed us in the back. And
You really see this as a betrayal. What made you think John Kerry had a shot?
Well, all indications were that John Kerry had made his case to the American people that even though he had supported the war in Iraq initially, that he changed his mind, and the president accused him of flip-flopping. I think it's fair to say that John Kerry is a man like any other man. He's subject to the, to the self-doubt. And I'd much rather have a man like that as president who wants to listen to what I have to say and let me tell him what to do or give him guidance than go out and just do whatever he thinks he's supposed to do, like George Bush. And what made this year different, Phil, than other years, you might ask?
Well, I was going to say, if I voted for a guy that didn't get into office, can't I say that I was psychologically traumatized?
Well, what makes this year different is the psychological trauma. There's no trauma associated with it. We voted for Dole and Clinton got in. 9/11 has changed all of that. Now we know that the president is going to run off and wage war against any country or any entity without stopping and consulting a variety of allies. And we've been traumatized. We have been very badly shaken in our faith, and an illegal war, an administration that was elected by an 11th hour betrayal of the American people, who at the last minute, when victory was in our grasp, turned around and betrayed us. So we don't want to have to contribute financially to this ruinous administration. And with Senator Boxer's support, we will try to get the Boxer-Manelin Legislative Act put into play before the deadline for taxes.
And so people who voted blue state, people who supported Kerry, won't pay taxes this year only.
This is a one-year punishment of the American people. The other thing is that we need the extra income because of the trauma and being needing to go and see. I've had to seek it. I'm an alternative health care professional, and yet I need to go and see a counselor.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler of the Northern California Alternative Health Symposium, sponsoring a legislative act that, hoping for a legislative act that will, you won't have to pay taxes in the year 2004 because, for 2004, we're talking about the upcoming deadline in 2005.
This would be for the tax year 2004, yes.
I'm going to ask you, so you are traumatized by the election of George Bush. And you were traumatized by the war in Iraq, and you don't want to pay taxes. That means that there's going to be a diminishment if you don't pay taxes in services from the federal government, correct?
Well, that's true, and that sword cuts both ways. We will have, those of us who supported Senator Kerry, will have more additional income to seek the professional help that we need in dealing with the
Come on, can I jump in here, Dean? What is that a little stupid?
Well, it's just the Neanderthal attitude that you have, Phil. With all due respect, is not understood. You don't understand how this works. We have envisioned a world of in the next 100 years of a country pulling of a world pulling together, and now George Bush has caused untold suffering and trauma. I can tell you what has happened to people who are John Kerry supporters over the last few months since the election of President Bush. We're talking about insomnia. We're talking about prescription drug abuse. We're talking about some forms of petty theft, neurosis, which leads to some forms of petty crime, including petty theft, traffic violations, night terrors, night sweats. This is all reported. It's all part of the literature. And that's because George Bush wants to go to Iraq. And in order for us to treat ourselves, we have to have the additional income. Why do I want to pay a government that's going to go over to Iraq and wage the Neanderthal fascist war that it's waging when I could use that money to go to perhaps a Sikh counselor, someone who is an alternative counselor, someone who works in herbal remedy, to try and straighten out,
Well, I will tell you that you do sound anxious.
I'm not anxious. I'm anxious for other people.
And well, it's not going to happen.
Oh, it'll happen. It'll happen.
No, it's not going to happen. I mean, I just had a lady on the air last hour that she's going to carry a gun into the inauguration. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen that the government, the Congress,
Today, Phil, Barbara Boxer stood up to Condoleezza Rice and told her that basically she was a liar and a thief. This is a very strong woman. John Kerry joined her in that. There are other strong Democrats who are going in this legislation, too. And we are.
I don't think it's going to happen that they're going to say anybody who voted Democrat gets to not pay taxes for the fiscal year of 2004.
It'll happen.
How do you know it'll happen?
We have information. We know who voted for Bush. We know who the Republicans are. I don't think they want any additional pressure.
What do you mean? The congressman?
No, I mean people that voted Republican. We have the voter rolls. We know who they are. We have home addresses.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything, Phil. It simply means they know that they're on the voter rolls, and we want this legislation pushed through. It's the least that they can do since John Kerry didn't get elected.
1-800-449-8686. Did that sound even remotely to you like a threat? We have the voters' rolls. We know who voted Republican. Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Alternative Care Symposium, part of a political action consortium. And this is a man who claims they've got the support of Senator Barbara Boxer, California. They want a legislative act relieving people who voted Democrat from paying income tax in the year 2004 because the election of George Bush is that traumatic. It's that bad. And they would much rather use the money to seek professional help in dealing with the election of this man than give it over to an illegal war. All I can tell you is that means guys like me, and I'm a, you know what, I'd benefit. I'm a Democrat that voted for Bush. But I can tell you it means diminished service if this thing actually goes through for the rank-and-file American. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Dean Wheeler joins me for the Northern California Healthcare Symposium. You're an alternative healthcare.
I am a chiropractor, yes.
And you're just so people know, you're out at a marriage retreat. It sounds like you're camping out.
We have some cabins here. We're in the Napa Hills, and we're really having a great time. Just working with married couples and trying to get their marriages back on track, and I'm just preparing some coffee over a campfire right now.
Boy, that sounds nice. The weather's been nice lately here.
Well, it's cold up here, but
Dean, you do not want to pay income tax for the year 2004 because of the election of George Bush. You feel that you shouldn't have to.
Well, we don't have to support this administration. We didn't vote for it.
I mean, look at it. You're an American, right?
I'm an American who's tired of having his tax money sent over to an illegal war. But the most important thing is, because of the election of George Bush and the betrayal of the American people, you can well imagine what happens if, for instance, you lose a loved one. What happens to you? You get depressed. You have nightmares. You suffer anxiety. And you suffer physical ailments, colitis, a number of things. Dehydration is the result of anxiety and of night sweats. And that dehydration, when you are not keeping water in your system, can lead to other things where it's difficult, to tell you, for instance, it's very difficult to have a normal daily, I think you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So what, that leads to other physical maladies?
It leads to bleeding and itching.
I want to ask you, Dean, seriously.
Yeah.
I have to laugh. Are you telling me that the election of George Bush is causing you hemorrhoids? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. I'm saying, Phil, and you can make a joke if you want.
Is it that's what you're saying?
No, well, I'm saying a variety of maladies, yes. And so we need the additional income to visit alternative healthcare professionals who deal in hydrative herbal remedy for this kind of solid elimination that causes bleeding.
Let me go over to Bill. Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Sir, it is preposterous that you expect the American people to pay for your mental health problems. Indeed, I think that what you're intimating is true, that you are full of you-know-what.
Well, sir, I don't know how to respond to your comment. I can tell you that since the election of George Bush, there are a great many millions of Americans who have suffered serious psychological trauma and the resultant physical malady. Why should we have to pay for the supporting of an administration waging an illegal war when we can use that extra income to visit doctors who are familiar with colon problems?
That's the American way. That's the American system. The people have spoken, and we accept it. Phil, I cannot believe
you're
going to get married.
I simply
good day to you, sir. Good day to you.
Fine, but I've had bleeding.
Well, you're bleeding. All right, that's fine. Well, Mr. Wheeler, I can only tell you that this is a, to my way of thinking, the man just said it. This is a country where we support the administration, whether or not we agree with them. I was, I've been a taxpayer through various political, presidential administrations,
but it's nothing, that doesn't matter.
Well, for instance, I didn't support Ronald Reagan, but I paid taxes.
Well, but Ronald Reagan is nowhere near, as we have now found out, he was nowhere near as bad as George Bush. Ronald Reagan was, in retrospect, I think most Democrats would tell you, Ronald Reagan was an honorable man. But now we find that George Bush is a liar and a thief. Condoleezza Rice is a liar and a thief. Barbara Boxer pointed it out to everyone. She's a liar and a thief. She's a liar, a thief, and a, you know, as they used to say in the days of the old way, old West, an egg-sucking, chicken-stealing gutter trash.
1-800-44. I had to dump what you said, sir.
I'm sorry?
I had to edit what you said.
Sir, I didn't use...
Well, I didn't like, frankly, what you said. 1-800-449, I can take part of it, what you said. Egg-sucking, chicken-stealing gutter trash?
I think Condi Rice has shown that she is ready to support an administration that wants nothing better than to giggle their way through the incineration of an entire Iraqi village.
Oh, please, man, are you...
Phil, we've seen the news...
Oh, come on, man! You can't possibly be serious, dude.
Well, I'll tell you this...
I mean, first, George Bush is giggling through the incineration of Iraqi village. Okay, that's one thing, man. It's like, you know, almost funny that you'd say that. Now you don't want to pay taxes, and you want to go to a doctor who will help you with your hemorrhoids.
I did not say that. I said, you're the one making a joke out of this, and I find it very, very untoward, and I'm very offended.
Here is Rachel. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to point out that if we don't pay our taxes, or those of us don't pay our taxes, there's less money for the services that are needed, including the people who are suffering a lot of the trauma since the George Bush election are the soldiers who are coming back from Iraq.
Well, what we need is not pay for that
benefits.
War, not pay for that war, and they won't
then
have to be in Iraq.
Be active for the social benefits that the taxes are supposed to be paying for.
Well, those taxes are going to support a war machine, and the best thing to do is to bring those boys home. And if we don't pay the taxes, there will be no money to wage the war.
Well, there won't be any money to take care of the rest of the country here at home either.
Well, that's the price that they pay. But I'm not going to have
But we're paying that, too.
Did you support John Kerry?
I happen to, but even...
Well, don't be hypnotized by the war machine. Don't
even though I would benefit, I prefer to be out in the streets and pressing and Bush, who did get elected, whether we like it or not.
Are you suffering from any physical malady or psychological malady?
I wouldn't blame George Bush for that.
But you are having some kind of symptom?
You know, it's actually none of your business, but I'm not saying that it's George Bush that is the reason.
It's kind of an intrusive question.
Well, I wanted to ask Rachel, are you having extra bleeding every month?
You don't have to ask her that.
Well, what is she say? She doesn't want to tell me, and I think it's important
because
for the American people to know.
Not my point.
But my point is, you supported John Kerry, and as a result, you're suffering from some kind of
I never said that as a result I was suffering from anything. What I think that we should consider when you're talking about the people who are suffering, I think that the soldiers who are coming back from the war in Iraq, which I don't agree with either. But I also think that that my tax money should be spent to take care of those soldiers rather than to take care of your personal problems.
Well, but wait a minute. Those soldiers went over there willingly to kill. So why am I supposed to feel sorry for them? They went over there willingly to do what they did.
They're volunteers.
Well, no,
right?
But you have some kind of itching or rectal bleeding that you don't want to.
She doesn't want to talk about
you
that.
You know what? I don't. But even if I did, why would I have to tell you that on
because
radio?
Because it is the fault
first
of the Bush.
First of all, I'm not choosing you as my healthcare professional.
It's the fault
and
of the Bush administration.
Second of all, that's like a confidential thing that I would only speak with my healthcare professional. And it's so not the point.
If it's, there are John Kerry supporters out there like you and I, Rachel, who are having a tough time eliminating. All right. Well,
you
she can laugh if she wants to. That's fine.
All right. Yeah. Rachel, thank you. You made your point, and I do have to move on. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Dean Wheeler, who believes that Kerry supporters shouldn't have to pay income tax to support the war effort. 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Dean Wheeler is with us from the Northern California Alternative Healthcare Symposium, a political action group. And if you hear crickets, you're at a campfire, correct, and you're doing some counseling.
Well, we've just made some coffee, and we've settled in to tell some ghost stories and, well, the things you do when you camp. And we're really, Phil, more than anything, trying to, and we tried to tune your program in, but the station that carries you up here in Northern California, I guess, doesn't have much of a signal because we can't reach. But I am telling you, just knowing that this ceremony is taking place tomorrow, just knowing that this inauguration is taking place tomorrow is causing some dehydration. And that, in turn, yes, it does cause impacted waste. And we, all of these things result in a need for medical services that George Bush isn't going to provide for.
And did you really mean it when you said that soldiers went over there willingly, so we shouldn't support them?
Well, they went over there. They're volunteers. Why should I have to support them?
Because you have impacted waste.
Well, Phil, they have their medical, they have their GI Bill or whatever you call it. I don't know what it is. I don't know. They have something, and I don't have anything.
Marvin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir. Marvin?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time believing this guy. The election's over. Get a life.
Well, the election is over, and I am attempting to proceed with my life. And with help from the federal government, we can do that. But we've had a horrifying time coming to grips with the fact that John Kerry isn't going to be president.
Well, you know, a couple years ago, there was a guy by the name of Irwin Schiff who didn't want to pay taxes. And yeah. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he went to jail.
Well, we don't. That won't happen with us.
Why won't it happen with you?
Because they put you on a payment. They put you on a payment plan. And that's our fallback position. They'll simply say, well, you're not paying your taxes, so we'll put us on a payment plan. Between now and then, we can get this legislation through, which makes it legal for us not to pay our taxes. Okay?
But it's not going to happen.
I've been suffering from ringworm, pink eye, every malady.
Are you telling me you got ringworm because George Bush has got elected?
Because of the trauma, yeah. Shingles, all of it.
Get a life!
Sir, did you... Well, obviously, you voted for George... did you vote for George Bush?
Of course I did.
All right, well...
But that has nothing to do with you being...
What do you mean, get a life? When you're suffering from a physical malady, why don't you just walk up to a cripple and say, get a life? I mean, that's insensitive.
Well, you know, I know a lot of disabled people who are very functional and do have a life.
And, exactly.
Well, what does that mean?
You're sitting there crying about your ringworm and your pink eye... Because of freaking George Bush.
I think that the two of you don't understand. Chlamydia is something that only strikes women traditionally. And in the last 6 months, I've come down with it. I'm sorry, is the caller still there?
I'm still here, and I think you really need, seriously, a lot of help.
Yes, help. Physical help.
No, psychiatric help is what we're saying.
Yeah,
oh, I get it.
Health.
So it's all in my imagination that I've got a running sore in the side of my mouth.
How about psychosomatic?
Then what about that?
Well, it's all part of the anxiety cycle. Yes, it's what I tell our couples here at our couples retreat. You know, if you argue with your wife, and then you beat her, that one leads into the other. One is a psychological, and the other is the physical. So I have one man who threw his wife out of a car. Okay? That's the result. I've got toe warts because of the anxiety.
You got toe warts, you got ringworm.
Well, you know, you can make fun of the malady, Phil, but we're asking for the federal government to start to kick in and provide for those of us who are really suffering, not everybody else. Marvin, do you know what causes a man to grow hair on his palms?
No, I don't.
Anxiety.
I'm not a medical expert.
Anxiety,
I have no idea.
And that's George Wood.
Hair on your palms?
Yes.
Marvin, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Nancy, go ahead.
Hi, I'm want to know why you have hemorrhoids.
I beg your pardon?
If you have hemorrhoids, you should go to the doctor and get medication.
Absolutely. And that's
another thing,
it's
too.
Caused by George Bush.
No, it's not by Bush. Bush doesn't have nothing to do with it.
Ma'am, I can tell you that the anxiety causing the impacted waste is the result of dehydration. And the dehydration is the result of the anxiety over this warmonger who's the President of the United States.
Well, you shouldn't blame the President for your mistakes.
No,
just
no.
Like just shut up and let me talk.
Okay.
When you have tax, you got to pay tax. If you don't pay tax, you go to jail or prison.
Not necessarily. They put
They
put you on a payment plan.
No, no, they don't. Not in my country, they don't.
Can you, dear? I'm a alternative healthcare professional. Do you have your dentures in?
Why, you writing a book?
No, dear, I'm an alternative healthcare professional, and it would make it easier for you to communicate with me. It sounds like you're struggling.
No, I'm not struggling nothing. I have a kidney in my mouth.
You've got a kidney in your... I didn't understand.
Candy.
I said candy.
Oh,
I took it out. It's a Christmas candy.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love the Cadbury candy.
Yeah, that's fine. Can we get back...
Was it butterscotch?
No, it's not. What do you want to know about?
Well,
what kind of candy I'm
trying
sucking
to get,
on?
I'm trying to get to something. Anxiety.
No, another thing, too. You should mind your own business. You
I
shouldn't talk about everybody else.
Well,
you shouldn't talk to that woman and ask her if she was sick or anything. It's none of your business.
Well, you've got a lot of rules, Nancy.
Well, I'm sorry. I grew up.
You grew up.
That's right.
Well, that's great. Are you calling me a child?
You act like one. What do you want? It's pity.
Why do I act like a child? I'm just saying that
you want pity. That's why you called and asked somebody to help you.
Good point, Nancy.
Oh, now you're ganging up on me, Mr. Henry?
No, I'm not ganging up on you, but if you're trying to tell me...
Nancy, I just want to ask Nancy, the candy you had, was it a gobstopper?
No, it's a Christmas candy, a hard candy.
You know, Nancy, you're very uptight. You could be impacted, and as a result, you might...
Don't ask her about whether she's impacted or not.
Well, as a result, she might be eligible for our legislative relief.
No, I don't need none of your medication.
It's not medication. It's money that you won't have to pay.
I don't need money. I work 5 days a week. And there's none of your business where I work.
Watch your language. Watch your language.
Sorry.
Take the box of nerds out of your mouth and let's get talking.
Well, I took the candy out of my mouth. I am talking. You're just getting me peed off. Because all you want is pity. Pity, pity, pity.
I want George Bush to help me deal with the fact that he's president.
Oh, man.
He ain't going to help you.
Think of that.
You need a doctor. You need a psychiatrist.
Nancy, tomorrow they're going to inaugurate a president. And tomorrow night I'll still be sitting there trying to get my daily duty
Maybe
done.
Maybe that's why you got hemorrhoids, because you said all the time.
Well, duh.
Yeah, duh.
Thanks for finally figuring it out. Tomorrow, George Bush gets elected, and tomorrow night, I sit there with shorts around my ankles.
God. Well, that's good.
Good?
Around your brain.
I hate you. I hate your lack of understanding.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just coming right out. Well, what I have on my mind, I'm going to say it.
Really?
Yes, right.
Can I ask you something? Are you Polish?
Oh, no, I'm not Polish. Are you?
Italian?
No.
Or German?
No.
There's only three kinds of people in upstate New York. Poles, Krauts...
Well, you never mind. Look at...
Here's what I mean. You can't mind your business.
Nancy, I'm
You're always somebody else's problem.
I'm simply saying my balloon knot's on fire.
You need a doctor.
No kidding. a freaking head shrinker.
That's right.
It's Bush's fault, and you're making it worse.
You need a head shrinker.
Bush doesn't have nothing to do with it. Is Bush telling you to go jump off the bridge going to do it?
Well, I guess. He's the president, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, then you would hate our president.
No, I love my president.
You hate the president? You're the guy that doesn't want to pay taxes.
Yeah.
But if he told me to jump off a bridge.
God, I can only hope that someday he calls you and tells you to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want me to die, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we could stop getting everybody's business.
I got to get going.
Yeah, me too. This is...
Oh, that's great. Got to make some more coffee.
Goodbye. Don't forget to talk to your doctor.
Talk to my doctor about what? I can't afford a doctor.
He's Irish. And why do you want anybody to help you,
Dad? All right, anyway.
Look, maybe you and I can have coffee.
All right, look, Nancy, thank you for calling.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Aren't you blowing me off?
Yeah, get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Thanks so much, Nancy. Dean, you need help.
Man, my dirty penny.
Yeah, you sick animal. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Be lovely with me. Come on, be lovely.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right. And don't forget our email address, phs@philhendryshow.com. Occasionally I answer email during the show. Occasionally we will read it on the air during the show. Sometimes we'll print it off and read it at a later date, you know. But one of the reasons primarily that we encourage people to email us, because frankly your opinions are... really don't care about them, but no, is so you can request a flashback. A lot of people who want to hear bits again, and so we call them flashbacks. And why do we call them flashbacks, Bud? You know why?
No.
Because that's what they used to call oldies on the radio when you were a kid. When I was a kid, they didn't call them oldies but goodies. They called them flashbacks.
That's great.
Sorry to wake you up, man. So you can get a flashback on by emailing us, and we'll try. I mean, we're backed up. We're impacted, so we'll, you know, it's going to take a while. Like the comedy gold sound, you know, that's what we mean by that. So anyway, phs@philhendryshow.com. I don't think we're going to have time for Bob Bakey or love songs or any of that crap tonight. I've been working my ass off in here, Pelton. Look at him. Oh, really, man? How about doing a few more bits? I'm working my ass off. We did a whole hour of stuff, 7 o'clock hour of the first hour of the show. Then we did Margaret. Then we did this. Now what, am I going to break into another song and dance here? What? Say it.
I'm just going to call David.
Yeah. No, really, seriously, man. I'm done, dude. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's cool. I'm done, you know. Tomorrow night we'll have Gary. Tell Gary we'll have him back on tomorrow night. All those guys that we've been putting off for the week. We'll have him back. Don't worry about it. I want to go through some news, see if there's anything happening. Well, there's nothing happening.
You only did 9 bits in a 3-hour show. That's lazy.
Why don't you shut up? Sitting there.
No, really. Do another bit.
I will not. Don't you touch that phone.
I'm calling David.
Don't you.
Ow!
You touch that freaking red line, I'm going to kick your ass.
Mr. Hall said to call him.
Call him when?
When you're being lazy and not working hard.
Dickman, you wouldn't know what hard work was, man, if they had you in a slave galley. You know that? Now, you just let me do what I'm going to read the news.
No, give me
that news back.
No, I want him to call him. Give me the news back. All right, 20 bits a day, and you did 9.
Bull crap. You ever grab the news out of my hands again, you're going to pull back 2 bloody stumps with no hands, just wrists. Democrats sit out inauguration. They aren't leaving the Capitol. They might be going to the movies or spending a quiet afternoon at home. Some even boarded a cruise ship. You know,
time for a break. Commercial time.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Popeye, why don't you grab a piece of spinach and slide off?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I do have a moment for Mark Blocky. We always have a moment for Mark. Are you at the same... sounds like you're at the same campfire. Mark, are you there?
I am, Phil. I'm with Dean and a few other people here at a couple retreat.
Mark is with Democrats for Truth. What, do you guys all hang out together?
My wife and I have been having some problems, so we came up here with Dean, and so far, so good.
All right. You said that George Bush is in bed with the Saudi oil barons, right? You were the guy that said that George Bush had a deal with the Saudi oil barons that would bring down the price of gasoline before the election. It never happened.
No, it didn't happen, but I still think that he's in bed with the Saudi oil barons, and they helped get him elected.
What, by raising the price of gas to record levels during last summer when Bush was campaigning to be president?
Well, I think you're twisting it a little bit, Phil. What happened was, yes, the price of gasoline did go up last summer. Yes, it was record-breaking price that we were paying. But that was what the Saudis did to help George Bush. And
well, how does that help him? How does that help George? I thought the word was, you said it, John Kerry said it, they were going to bring down the price of oil before the election. The price of oil came down after the election.
That's it. The price of oil came down after the election. Gasoline came down after the election.
Well, he's already elected. So what difference does it make?
You're putting words in my mouth. What I said was...
What you said...
No, allow me to finish.
Go ahead.
I said that Bush had a deal, a backstairs deal with the Saudis, that they would lower the price of gasoline, oil and gasoline, before the election. Now... Let me finish, Phil.
Yeah.
Now, let me finish. No, gasoline didn't come down. That's reverse psychology. People paid more for gasoline, and that made them like George Bush because they knew that really...
You're full of crap, just like every other cat that said the dude had a backstairs. Are you hearing what you're saying?
Are you hearing what you're saying? You're trying to tell me that Bush... The price of oil came down after the election.
Yes, 13 straight weeks. I just paid $2.05 for a gallon of gasoline today. I couldn't believe my eyes, in fact.
That's right. That's what he did to get elected.
It happened after he got elected.
But the Saudis have a wormhole that they travel through. And what?
Thanks a lot. Now the guy's doing Deep Space Nine. Forget it.
I'm telling you, they're crafty, Phil.
Get out of here, you loser. 1-800-449. Yeah, the Saudis travel through a wormhole. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Tomorrow night it's going to be Doug Danger. Our web address, www.philhendryshow.com. Get that Best of the Phil Hendry Show Best of CD, man. All the bread goes to my friend's place. They help kids. Unless you hate kids.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict.